So Rinpoche begins by requesting that everyone gives rise to the awakening mind, a loving mind, and that we all diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting upon them, and meditating upon them. This for the purpose of attaining the state of enlightenment, that for the purpose of benefiting sentient beings as vast as the space.
Sanje ju chungkor som je na nung kholo parpe tene gomba rantong gatta ban do dikhiya.
So today then, from the three turnings of the wheel of the Dharma, Rinpoche will briefly explain the intention of the second turning of the wheel, the view of the rangtongpas.
Tene chujo kolo parpe kapso zo ne namba tamche chenbe yehi sanje yehi je parje tene chu tamche dembar madopa rang tene je madopa rang ngo madopa am ngo me par tembare sumbare.
So in the second turning of the wheel, that it has been taught, or it was said, that all phenomena from form up until the omniscient pristine wisdom of the Buddhas, the pristine wisdom of the Buddhas, that these were without any true inherent existence, without any essence, without their own characteristics, ultimately speaking.
Tene ta kunzub je chunam, kunzub ju chunam, kunzub je nanzor de kandiresana, ta kazan hiba yendo, juma tava, mlam tava, turpa tava, trakya tava tembare.
So, from the conventional or relative point of view in relation to phenomena, then the manner or mode in which they appear, that as Rinpoche explained yesterday, they appear like dreams or magical illusions or magical transformations.
Tenem kolo parpe gondon chu tamche tongba ni dendan tongba ni dang kunjob jujin ten de cho chang je nawa de tega chang la le lavo to to pa yo mare to kale ka po yo bare. Te to kawala tinte, tene gombo ludrupje. Jarva zope sanje jilon tempong gombo ludrupje. Tene omatsava hirab la sopa. Ometenju mambo tsamte, tene ripu goni drup te sarvan zepare.
So the teachings of the middle turning of the wheel, the intention there, that all phenomena were ultimately empty without their own essence, and that conventionally phenomena were the appearances of simply the coming together of causes and conditions, that this is something which is not at all easy to understand. It is not at all easy to realize. So for this reason, then the great scholar Nagarjuna appeared, as was prophesied by the Buddha, in order to, through reasoning, then delineate these particular teachings. And he did so in the text, the Treatise on the Middle Way, and other commentaries and treatises which he wrote.
Tantang kolo parpa le sanje ju sumba yendo tene rikpe namrang mangbo rikpe namrang tuma rikpe namrang tha yeba go ni tene tongye rikpe dhubare tongye rikpe dhub kunzub je nama te juma malam tabaritembare.
So then Nagarjuna, in order to explain the meaning of the second turning of the wheel, then used many different types of reasonings that he gave, limitless number of reasonings that he gave, in order to show that ultimately speaking, all phenomena were empty and relatively that they appeared like magical illusions or dreams. So Nagarjuna then had innumerable disciples, an uncountable number of disciples, but the main primary disciple of his was Aryadeva. Then Aryadeva's main commentary or treatise that he wrote was called the 400.
Then Gombo Lodrup Junchin Tis and Pangon Droban Gombo Pangon Papa Lodrup Tang Ti Tukse Tene Aryadeva Nila Then Yon Semu Oma Bas, Oma Ba, Oma Randong Gatsava. Umaba, Umarandonga Zawanda, Wachi Yagri, Yong Simu Umabas, Umaba Tamji Zawada, Umarandonga Zawada.
So then the teachers Nagarjuna and Aryadeva and their main commentaries, then these became the root of the Majjhimika Rangtongpas. Remember, Rangtong means empty of self. And so then these two teachers and their main works became the root or the foundation for the Majjhimika Rangtongpas. Sanjay Chang ne di Rangjupa?
Tanjurpa.
So then, later on, an Indian pundit, an Indian scholar named Buddhapalita, then wrote a commentary on the Treatise on the Middle Way by Nagarjuna. And then later, that commentary was refuted by another scholar named Bhava Viveka. And from these two scholars then, the two separations, the two main separations of the Majjhimika Rangtongpas came about. From Buddhapalita then came the school which is known as the Prasangika, and from Bhava Viveka came the school which is known as the Svatantrika.
Dinantan, Chirtan Gombo Lodrobje, Luxor Nisomares, Dene Gombo Lodrobje, Tony Tinabezi, Je Omareba, Kendo Mambo Sombarete, Teda Tamje Dona, Dene Rikutso Nga, Omer Tense Nga, Tense
So as was said, that from Nagarjuna then, we have these two main traditions of the Majjhimika, Rangtongpas, and then it was also said Nagarjuna then gave many different reasonings to establish or to show that the nature of phenomena were empty. And out of all of these many types of reasonings or different reasonings, they boil down basically to five main logical reasonings.
Tene rikpa nipo te tene hindu samunta rikpa nipo te hira jachimbore. Rikpa nipo samunta jachimbore.
So these reasonings are very profound and very vast.
Te tajon ravajiko na tanda tangbo te chik to rajite sigre. Ripanga te ngola chepa chik to rajite sig. Jula chepa dorje zingme tense tene tanda devil chepa yeme chengo ketense jumde nika la chepa magi chengo ketense nang sang la chepa tender je tense tanare
tampo ding ngore. So these five so these five types of reasoning then, the first one deals with or looks at the essence. The second of it then approaches emptiness from the point of view of the cause. The third reasoning approaches it from the point of view of the fruit or result. The fourth reasoning approaches it from the point of view of the cause and the fruit together. And the fifth reasoning approaches it through the point of view that things are simply the appearance of dependent arising.
Then chik to raji ten chik to ta ta jur ko na seta nanga ngopo na chujin seta nanga ngopo to su tsuki chujin se nanga ngopo na chujin rangjin je me te denbar me te rangjin je me te ranga ngopo me te then Chick to mother traverser, Kibatabre. Then I chick to Raji Tinsic, just Sinanga Mopo nom, Denver Mepatang, Ranging Mepatabre.
So the first of these, looking at the essence, that the reasoning goes as follows: given outer and inner phenomena, then they are not established as having any nature, they have no inherent existence, they have no essence, because they are free from being one or many. For example, if we take as the given suffering, so given suffering, it has no true inherent existence because it is free from having the nature of being one or many, like, for example, the suffering which occurs in a dream.
Mulanji dunga te chik do yang denbar maro pare tume rangin to yang denbar maro pare chik da tume rangin le de pare ti sena mulanji dunga te la rangin yo mare mo yo mare te to le la war pe te yendo tene dunga sem ji dunga te chik da tume rangin le de be sena tene ngo me pa denbar me pa ngo me pare mare be res.
So this dream example is used to facilitate the understanding of this point. If we take the suffering that occurs in the dream, that the suffering is beyond than being of the nature of one or many, of being singular or plural, perhaps, that, and for that reason, that it is not true, it does not have any true existence, it does not have any essence. And likewise, then, all mental sufferings, all sufferings of the mind, are beyond being one in many. Since they are beyond being one or many, that, like the sufferings in a dream, they do not have any true inherent existence or essence. Past and future sufferings, they do not have any true inherent existence because they are beyond being one or many, like the sufferings in a dream. Again, applying the argument to the mental afflictions or kleshas, the mental afflictions do not have any true inherent existence because they are beyond being one or many, such as the mental afflictions in a dream. So then the mental of there in a dream, then various different kinds of mental afflictions arise in that dream. However, since they are beyond being either one or many, then they do not have any true inherent existence. They do not have any self nature. Then this is easy to understand. And then similar to that, or like that, then the various mental afflictions which arise are also beyond being both one and many. And being so, they have no true inherent existence. They have no essence of their own. Again, taking the difficulties in this life, the problems and difficulties of this life, and there are difficulties and problems in this life, then these do not have any true inherent existence because they are beyond being both one and many, such as the difficulties and problems which can occur in a dream.
Then it takes him to young Durba, Ranland Durba, Dunga Mundo, but they won't Durba, Chipon Durba, 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 not so by your day, two chains on the young airport. Send the Durba, not so by chicken. Durba, Hindu, not so by chicken. Hindu, not so by chicken. Same to Durba, not so by chicken. Then Barmede, take them to Meranginland, they ever said, Ben the Malamjan Durba. 물란단 대바 말아 마 나서 봐야 이나 야 대바야 아야
taking for example the attachments and desires of this life, desiring happiness, not desiring then difficulties, then the desires of this life have no true inherent existence because they are beyond being both one and many, such as the various desires occurring in a dream.
Depa yang mare maung ba mare tata nawa na zo ban de chuji kahe tata nawa de demba re ngin do sangu yir tata nawa de chuji demba me te chig da tam ra ngin le de ba se pe na malam je na wa
taking the appearances taking the present appearances these appearances right now not the past appearances or future appearances but these appearances These present appearances do not have any inherent existence because they are being beyond being both one and many, such as the appearances existing in a dream. Taking the given the forms, then given the forms that are perceived by eye consciousness, giving the sounds that are perceived by the ear consciousness, these have no true inherent existence because they are beyond both one and many, such as forms and sounds occurring in a dream.
Malaje Zugdani Chick Tomal and Debsena, they made the two Lela Wada. Toga Yovacho. Toga Doga. Tata Zug the Drani, Dember Toga Madoga. Malaje Zug the Drani Chick Tomal and Debsena, Dember Mabayenda, Tata Zug the Dran, they are Chick Tomal Travis, and the Dember Mabare.
So, again, the fact that the... The fact that sounds and forms in a dream have no true inherent existence because of being beyond both one and many, that this is easy to understand. And however, that we think that these appearances now have true inherent existence. So we need to apply the example of the dream. We need to think about that in terms of the present appearances and forms as not having true inherent existence because of being beyond both one and many.
Jikten chuje je nam to chuje, toepa ta mepa la sope, yin je toepa ta mepa la sope, to na gawa me na magawa la sope, jikten chuje chuje. Denbar me te, chikdan tume rangin len debe ser, pe na milan je toe me je, toepa ta mepa nam to je.
Toepa ta mepa sen?
Toepa mepa katsan tene manghe son. Yin je toepa sen na gawa, mepa sen na magawa.
Come on.
Then, Young chick. Young chick, eh? Then, the Kalekamar. Chok, chai, chick, yang mana jenang ka tanya jo, ngak yang tanya. Tepat dan mebang. Yenje tepat siapa tu nanggawa, yenje meba tu kala apa, me nanggawa laso banjikten cuci yerwa. Jikten cuci te dembar madu pare. Jikta tomer rangin len tepat sir dembar madu pare. Pena malang je cuci je nam do yen. Malang tu yang yenje tu nanggagre me nanggaga mare cuci je nam do yungrawa. Ina yang nam do te dembar madu pare.
So then taking again the eight worldly dharmas, then such as praise and blame, using those as the examples, then these also do not have any true inherent existence because they are beyond being both one and many, such as the eight worldly dharmas occurring in a dream.
Danda junju kirab lebeli ya rawa chu tamje tungbani inbe sena tene tungbani je ton ton na jikten chuje yong mare song yore ti chek ti yapo jere te charang so te yapo lo gogre lo ne yapo yore lapo yapo lo gogre lo ne yapo yore.
So it says in the Bodhicharya Avatara that since all phenomena then are empty in the sense of having no true inherent existence, then the eight worldly dharmas are also empty. And then Rinpoche says that one should read this.
Tinge tajur mambo jaya de dicik to raj tinsi de kale khabo yere tajur taj jorba mendava mambo ko na ko le lavo yongre tise na ko bai.
So just to repeat then a single time this reasoning, then it might be difficult to understand. So for this reason the Rinpoche has then used it many times with many different examples here.
Dehien to tene jira ranang tu jo da tajur ko gugre rana dunga dangkang la so pa mandawa kande yo na cha dang yor te so la tein se dembar maro pe tein se chik to da che tein se ko na dembar maro pe tein be gugre.
So then oneself needs to apply this reasoning continually in one's life to, for example, the difficulties and problems and sufferings and different objects which arise in one's life, then repeating the argument that this has no true inherent existence because it is beyond being one in many.
Oma jin dabo injikele jo yona jor thone tene chik to raji ten chik te le lawo yong re tanda saun dabo me to ge saun yang na chen me saun me to ge saun dabo me to ge saun chik to raji saun.
So and this reasoning of things not having true inherent existence because they are beyond one and many, then Rinpoche is just given very, very brief overview of this, like the seed of a flower or the seed of the reasoning. And in the future, this was explained then extensively in the Majjhimaka Alankara, the ornament for the middle way by Shangarashita, where he explained this particular reasoning.
Shandarakshita.
Then this was
explained.
This is explained very extensively in this text, and then later one can study this text to see this extensive explanation.
Tanda dene pke kinge mangbo yere pecha mangbo jogdo ama jin yang chik sen jogbo joyungre.
Now there are many people who do understand Tibetan, and so perhaps this particular text will be quickly translated in the future.
Tene tense nyeba te jola chöpa dorje zingma tense re. Jola chöpa se le jola, jola chöpa, jola repe takke tangwa, jola hirab je takke tang te, tene tanda cheva mepa dhubare. Dika su tsuwa chemi dhubare.
So the second reasoning then is called the reasoning of the diamond sparks. And this reasoning then is applying one's reasoning faculties, one's wisdom, looking at the cause, or the cause becomes the focus of the argument here, mainly that the cause has no arisal.
Pardin dawa trapam, kenda kirtin zepa oman jokale, tsuwa tene tanda dorje zingma tense te, kenda jepar, jepar, jehe separ. Te yang jachimbure. Jehe separ, nawara.
So, this particular reasoning, that of the diamond sparks, then was primarily explained and used by Chandrakirti. In the text, the Majjhimika Avatara, or the commentary to the treatise on the Middle Way. So giving the various appearances, and then there are we are now experiencing different kinds of appearances, aren't we? That these then ultimately or naturally do not arise, do not have any arisal, because they are beyond. They do not arise from the four extremes. And in the same way that the appearances in a dream do not arise from the four extremes. Taking the five aggregates, skandhas, the five aggregates then by nature do not arise since they do not arise from the four extremes. So taking ear consciousness, ultimately has no arisal because it does not arise from the four extremes. That is, it does not arise from itself. It does not arise from something other than itself. It does not arise from both itself and something other than itself. It does not arise without a cause.
rāṅga nāṁshī rāṅga yāṅ cheva māre, yīna yāṅ cheva māre, dāgī nīkā lē yāṅ cheva māre, jume lē yāṅ cheva māre.
Because your consciousness...
This sena jumse tenye che sena cheva māre pāre, pēnā zvēpē mēshī.
So it does not arise from... Your consciousness does not arise from itself as a cause. Your consciousness does not arise from something other as its cause. Your consciousness does not arise both from itself and something other as its cause. Your consciousness does not arise from being without a cause.
Tene dranam chujin na chok pa dran na cho je dranam chujin na cho ha ko yo wa na cho je dranam chujin yin ji ke la kar sakin
various various
ji ba ji to na cho je dranam chujin je wa me te ji to me ran yin len de ba se pe na trak cha ji pe na ta ta trak cha ji o ta ta trak cha de la trak cha se kare
ทามาเรยนะยะตักจะสิกนะเป็นนะตาตะตักจะกิอ๋อนี่ชิกตันดุเมเลเดปชิกเดตมะมาซอถ้าเยละมาจิบะเสนะโซจิดรานะจุจิยางตาปะเจวะเมเต
dale maji yele maji nikale maji jumele maji besar penna trakchaye penna tata trakchaye man or something.
So then sounds, various sounds, different sounds ultimately do not have any arisal because they do not arise from the four extremes. They do not arise from themselves. They do not arise from something other than themselves. They do not arise both from themselves and something other than themselves. They do not arise without a cause, such as the present echo.
Penna tata trakya de dale yang cheva mare, yele yang cheva mare, nika le yang cheva mare, jo mepa le yang soma mare, tisena ton tambar cheva mepare, kunso to nang sanji yere, ota randong lulun tenda vore, trakya tau.
So, for example, the present echo does not arise from itself as a cause. The present echo does not arise from something other than itself as a cause. The present echo does not arise from both itself and something other than itself as a cause. The present echo does not arise without a cause. Ultimately, then, the present echo does not have any arisal. It is mere appearance. This is then the viewpoint of the Rang Dongpas.
Re ta ten ra wo yang yang jeba me pa te tan tan ne jeba se na ta jeba te oman jok pa oman jok pa jo ya ba yore te oman jok pa te lo ne ya bo do ten ta gi che mi je tan ta sa won ra wo re te ni je ran so oman jok pa sem ji tu pa te ya bo lo na te ni sa bo yong re sam bre ba yo.
So Rinpoche thinks and hopes then that you look further into the Majjhimika Avatara by Chandrakirti, where this particular reasoning of the non-arisal from the four extremes is extensively explained. He thinks this is translated, well, this is translated into English somewhere.
Then Oman Jubat Landeva Kajupala Karma Bajepa Muju Dorji Deva Yure. Mengna taju trupi hingda sigre. Te lamsang tanda jor tuku mare te taju trupi hingde te ne tanda duduche. Duduche ne marpe rajur chokwa ne jurgu yo. Chiksena yang jopo tebzo to na te lo na yang oma kor sarpo yongre sambayo. Sambayo revayo.
So there is an extensive commentary on the Majjhimika Avatara by the eighth Karmapa, Mikyur Dorje, and whereas then this is not translated and would take a long time to translate, Rinpoche hopes that some parts of it will be translated in the future by the Marpa Institute of Translation.
All right. 가르침보 가르침보 냉가 침보 내 침보 초 초르드데 조개.
And so what would be translated would be the most important parts or collection of the most important parts of that text.
Okay. Tene ta tenzi sumba te devil kyo pe tenzi kri.
The third reasoning then is looking at the fruit.
Devil kyo pa se kyo ten devil la kyo pa. Devil la takye tawa. Devil la rikpe takye tawa. Devil la hirap je takye tang te kyeva me pa duwa re. Devil la hirap je takye yapu tana tene kyeva yo ma re.
So then here, there one examines, one investigates, one uses one's reasoning faculties, one's intelligence in relationship to the fruit, and when by so doing, one sees that the fruit then ultimately has no arisal.
Dandi chujin dung korwa zong yana yasari, yenda ta chujin mambu yasa song, dang korwa yaga marbe. Korwa chujin, yang takpar jewa mete, ngune jewa mete, rangin jitupi jewa mete, denpa tupi jewa mete, rang zini jitupi jewa mete. Kerrere sana, korwa te juy tusu, Kurbi jyote marik parewa, leta nyumu parewa. Tsam kurbi jyoy tsawa marik pare. Jyo marik putusu yona yang kiba mare. Yona kye gogo mare. Mena yang kiba mare. Marik putusu kowa mena tene. Mepa jyoche nigo mare. Tangbo dukya marwe. Ah. Yona. Jyoy tusu yona yang maji. Mena yang maji. Yumi nika yang maji. Nikata trava yang mati besar, penamalam jeng kawai. Tapi kau tajau ya bujur esok. Jauh Amerika ke alat eh pen masih bandraca gua ya bujur zora. Jangan Amerika mara tak sih ya bujur kita pen masih besar.
So, in this particular reasoning, then to take as the given samsara or conditioned existence. Then conditioned existence does not have, conditioned existence ultimately does not arise, ultimately it has no true inherent nature, ultimately it has no true inherent essence, because at the time of the cause, then conditioned existence does not exist, has no power to exist. At the time, because at the time of the cause, then it does not exist, so it does not arise. At the time, if it existed at the time of the, if it existed at the time of the cause, there would be no necessity for its arisal, and so it does not arise. And also, then it does not arise, being both present at the time of the cause and not being present at the time of the cause. And neither does it arise by not being present at the time of neither being present at the time of the cause nor not present at the time of the cause.
Karasana, Junsen Karasana, Devil Attake Tamate, Devote, Jui Tuso, Devote, Yepata Meba Larequeta Ketamore Mato. Kitang devo yopa the mepa takye mare. Do you do so? Devo yopa the mepa likit of jetakye tangor. Penang kurva jote marek bare, a marek butus on kova yotam. Yopa yun jeva yenam, mina jeva renduva, yumi nika le jeva renduva, nika le nika tang trava le jeva do, ten rava takye tangorata. They make it in the penka in marekir of jimekitawa.
So here one needs to see whether then there is whether things exist or do not exist at the time of the cause, not generally, but just at the time of the cause, which is being, what is being looked at, then the cause then of conditioned existence is basic ignorance. And so one sees, if one analyzes or investigates whether, in this case, conditioned existence exists at the time of the cause, does not exist at the time of the cause, both exists and doesn't exist at the time of the cause, or neither exists nor doesn't exist at the time of the cause. And one looks at this then with one's wisdom eye, not with one's regular eyes. Now, applying the argument to friends and enemies. applying then to friends and enemies. There are various, we have various friends and enemies. Considering enemies, then there are those who do us bodily harm, those who seem to harm our minds, then those who harm our wealth or our reputation, our fame. Then these enemies can be applied both to friends and enemies. Then they, ultimately speaking, do not have any arisal, do not arise because they do not exist at the time of the cause, or they do not exist at the time of the cause, they do not not exist at the time of the cause, they do not both exist and not exist at the time of the cause, or not. Enemies as friends also.
It's both.
So then, So friends and enemies then that appear, for example, in a dream, that they are simply mere appearance. They ultimately have no existence. They ultimately have no arisal because they do not exist at the time of the cause, or they do not arise from being existent at the time of the cause. They do not arise from being non-existent at the time of the cause. They do not arise from being both existent and non-existent at the time of the cause. They do not arise from being both neither existence nor not existent at the time of the cause.
Tanda yeban de kapsu jodan devu nika la tuichik da rikpe chepare. Nyambu rikpe chepare.
So the second reasoning, that of the diamond sparks, was looking at non-existence from the point of view of the cause. Then the third reasoning was looking at it from the point of view of the fruit. And here the fourth reasoning looks at non-existence, ultimate non-existence, from the point of view of not arising, from the point of view of both the cause and the fruit together.
Tante tajur kuna. Tajur kuna. Jo chie ke. Jo chie ke deva ching ma chi pa. Te chik. Jo chie ke deva tuma ma chi pa. Nis. Tene rangin ju trupe. Jo tume deva tuma ma chi pa. Jo tume deva ching ma chi pa te gire.
So then here the reasoning is that one fruit or one result does not arise from one cause, and that many fruits or results do not arise from one cause, and that many fruits or results do not arise from many causes, and that one fruit or result does not arise from many causes.
Jo chicken devil, ching machi bakanki, jo chicken devil, toma machi. Jo to men devil, toma machi. Jo to men devil, ching machi. Oh, that is.
So, given all phenomena of samsara and nirvana, then one fruit does not arise from one cause, many fruits do not arise from many. From one cause, many fruits do not arise from many causes, and one fruit does not arise from one cause.
You got that one?
That's
one. Sometimes you don't get it. Oh, yeah. Ranking to be Jeva Mite?
So, Duke Namshe.
So, Duke Namkin the Chichi. Ranking to be Jeva Mite? Jo to me. Ranking to be Jo to me. Ranking to be Jo to me. Namki to Mamachi. Ranking to be Jo Cheka Namki King Machi. Jo to me Namki to Mamachi. Jo to me namki toma maji. Jo to me namki ching maji. Oh, that is over.
So, taking the present six consciousnesses, then these six consciousnesses do not arise, then do not arise as one from one cause. They do not arise as many from one cause. They do not arise as many from many causes. They do not arise as one from many causes.
Then tatarjan namdo chujin. Tatarjan namdo the chujin. Yang takparjeva miti. Yang jochike namdo. Jochike namdo chingmaji. Jochike rangin chitrupe. Jochike namdo chingmaji. Rangin chitrupe. Jochike namdo tomamaji. Jotome namdo o tomamaji.
Taking then, given the present conceptual thoughts or discursive thoughts, then one conceptual thought does not arise from one cause. Many conceptual thoughts Because he says I'm making mudra, I'm just trying to count them.
Oh, yeah.
One conception, conceptual thought, does not arise from one cause. Then many conceptions do not arise from many causes. Many conceptions do not arise, again. One conception does not arise from one cause. Many conceptions do not arise from one cause. One conception does not arise from many causes, and many conceptions do not arise from many causes. Ultimate arisal. Such as the conceptions and discursive thoughts arising in a dream. If one understands this, and one understands then the non-arisal of discursive thoughts or conceptual thoughts. If one realizes the non-arisal of conceptual thoughts, one will come to realize the nature of conceptual thoughts. So here in this argument, if one then investigates it and examines then both the cause and the fruit together, one comes to see that there is no ultimate arisal. Ultimately speaking, arisal doesn't happen. The third and fourth argument that set of reasonings then which were given here, that they are used, they appear both in the Majjhimika Avatara by Chandrakirti and the Bodhichari Avatara by Shantideva. So if one then, these have both been translated, and so if one looks into both of these works, then one can see where these different arguments are used, what they depend on, how they are used, and then it will become clear.
Tene tenze nga pa te nang zang na jo pa tenze che tenze kse. Nang zang se che te juchin tenze che thun tamba tenpa mato pere te nang zang jo re. Nang zang te la takye tang. Nang zang te la takye tang ne tene che wa me padro pa tenze che tenze kse kato. Tenze ta su koi pare.
So the fifth argument here is that ultimately speaking, things then have no existence, that they are simply appearance, that they are appearance in the sense of coming together due to the various causes and conditions. And so then one needs to investigate or look at things as being then mere appearance.
Tatajur kona, tatarje na soje, tatarje na soje na wande chujin. Dembar mite, tender nangza imbisa. Perna loni yin, moin yin, moin yin, loni yin.
Loni yin, the melong nangla.
Mare mare, loni yin, the cherana moin yin, la la.
So, put it, the argument then, the present appearances, the present various. The present various appearances. Then they have no true inherent existence, that they are simply appearances coming together due to causes and conditions, such as the example then being like a cinema, like a movie.
Demba yomare, Rangenji yomar, Rangazinji yomare, Rangungo yomare, Mune yomare, Neloxu yomare, Hiloxu yomare, Deloxu yomare. That is so amazing. This is a cartoon boy, Tacharan, Katajur to this. Lama Jonah Yaya, Sojala.
So again, the present appearances then, now, these present appearances. They are merely appearances due to then causes and conditions, this being the case, that ultimately speaking, they are not true, they have no nature, they have no essence, they have no abiding nature, they have no characteristics, they are really not.
All right. Tene tende nang zang de yapo ji hi na tene tata de na wa de me le la bo to to gure.
So if one understands that then appearances are simply mere appearances coming together through causes and conditions, then one will easily understand that the present appearances are not true.
Gombo Lodov Jusson Yore Tengen Denjong Main Bachunga Yopa Main Bit, Tesetoni Main Bachunga Yopa Main also. They turned out a tender Main Bachu, maybe Senna Tony Main Bachu Sava Nio Marichiga Yomaris.
What about you, Dendro, Denny?
Tengen Denjong Main Bay. Tender Main Bachu Chiga Yomar.
Chucheka?
Chuchik, Chuchik. When? I'm not sure what you're doing.
So So then Nagarjuna has said that since all phenomena are the simply coming together of causes and conditions, that they are the dependent arisal due to causes and conditions, that not even one phenomenon exists, then other than being emptiness, other than emptiness, there are no existing phenomena. Taking the three times, then the three times do not have any true existence. They are mere appearance, the coming together of causes and conditions, such as the three times in a dream. So the three times then are simply the coming to come together due to causes and conditions, but other than that, they have no true inherent real existence. I'm not translating these jokes because they're at my expense. So, considering time then, that time has no true inherent existence, the time of the past then does not exist because it is finished, because it is ceased. Future time has no existence because it is not yet arisen. And the present time does not have any existence because if one looks at the present time, for example, a finger snap, then that finger snap can, that present moment of time can be divided into hundredths of an instant or thousandths of an instant or millionths of an instant. And therefore, no true existence can be found within the present instant. This being the case, then the three times do not have any existence. Thinking that they do have existence, then one is just creating problems and difficulties and sufferings for oneself.
This is a Sanje Jetu Denver Madopa, Tony Jodoginani, two Tongbani, the Mame Batongbani Segremina, Tongbani Kagala Songore. Karasana, they do the Denver Himba Latin, the Simjina, the Donga Mamboyon, they do with the other somebody.
So, the fact then that time has no true existence, that this is considered in the group of emptinesses called the 16 emptinesses, it's one of those, then these are taught then to facilitate the understanding of emptiness, and then there it is called the emptiness which is without object or focus.
Then in some sense, 2 years a year. Depa, Mamba, Tata, Sanja Machapatu. Sanja Machapatu, the tongue, Mama Nelo, to the re. Two Mama, Tuja Nelo, Mama, the Sanja Machapare, Tongba Nere, Tela Sanja Machapatu second. Two Mama, the Sanja Machapatu.
So sometimes one talks about four times, the past, the present, and the future, and then inconceivable time. Inconceivable time then is in relation to the basic abiding nature, and then we could say this was like real time. This inconceivable time would be like real time.
Then it seems to nail up 둘러 댐바리 캠베 샘제 내록 때 똑바이노 샘제 내록 강아나 냠바리 야나 데네 산제 마자베 둘러 내야시 그래 산제 마자베 둘러 내바래 샘제 내록 엄마 챔보 사자 챔보 조과 챔보가나 데네 동원 섬도 또데 냠바리 야나 산제 마자베 둘러 내바래
So then it said, if one realizes the nature of the mind and then rests in equipoise in the nature of the mind, then that is resting in inconceivable time. So resting in the nature of the mind, resting in the Mahamudra, resting in the Mahaati, this is resting in what is called inconceivable time.
Tene ta tenderje tense telan sam rikpa jarpo sikre. Rikpa jarpo sikye te jarpo. Jarpo ten cho to chirparaba. Rikpa tamche jinan in cho to chirpa jarpo tabare. Ti sena rikpa jarpo tenderje tense. Karasena tenderje tense ke denbar kemba namdo ka togre yang mepan zemba namdo yang ka togre. Che yang mepan zemba. Le jumre da cheva nga se mepan zimba namdo yang ka togre. Denbar mepa to yundu, denbar kemba namdo ka gre. Tender nang sanji yoba to yumba kapso, teni le jumre cheva nga se mepan zimba namdo nika. Yopan zimba namdo da mepan zimba namdo nika le tro to bese na rikwa jarbo se gre.
Sometimes this particular reasoning of things not having true inherent existence, not having ultimate existence, being mere appearance, the coming together of causes and or arising from the coming together of causes and conditions, is called the king of reasonings. It's called the king of reasonings because then it cuts both attachment to things as being truly existent, and also it cuts clinging to things as being not existent in the sense of being nothing at all. So, for example, it cuts clinging to action, fruit, and result as being truly existent, and it also cuts clinging to them as being non-existent in the sense of being nothing whatsoever. For this reason, it is called the king of reasonings.
Tene yang kap kap so nang san la jue ba ten jong de ten chik nang san se de ju jin ten de so ba nang san la rek pe che pe ten chik ra ba nang san la che ba ten de ji ten chik se ge pe cha zo la sam sam hi zan zo le yang gu lo dun ta ye pe ten ra bo song
nang sam gi ten ro gi ten chik
nang san ju jin ten de mang bo chok pe Jujin mangbo chokpa nang tsamji rawa mangangdawo. Nang tsamji la ngubo la jeba rikpa yinpe, ten chik yinpe, nang tsam la jeba ten dirji ten chik. Kurangka tuanda jeba ra mingi jeba rawa, mingi yuwa.
Nang tsamgi jeba?
Nang tsam la jeba. Nang tsamji ngubo la jeba. Kurangka nawa, zhukta daro rikza nawa, nang tsamji loka telta kye tango ra. Tende rendo, chikdutrupa chikayamara, kanga tende rendo, tisena tongpa rendo, samna tende chitende. Takke tanga yobe.
So this then reasoning is sometimes called the reasoning of dependent arising or the reasoning examining mere appearance because then it takes things as the mere appearance through the being the collection of different causes and conditions and then examines them saying that it is not singular because it is a collection of many things and then being the collection that it is empty of true inherent existence.
Sīgī nī chūjīn, tē cēk zībū yīn, zībū. Sīgī nī chūjīn, dēmbar mē tē, tēndrē nāng cāng yīn bēsē.
So, so taking then, given peace and existence, then these do not have any true inherent existence because they are simply the mere appearance, the coming together of causes and conditions, like a reflection in a mirror.
Tenen gombo lodo je sanje la toba. Toba jila sanje la toba yore. Toba jila sanje chirang sa chimbore karre sana chirang ke chu tamje tende du songdo. Ti sena sa chimbore ne chirang la toba zo yi se. Toba zo ba.
So Nagarjuna wrote
this sena tende kiya te kar chimbore.
That this particular reasoning of then dependent arisal is very important, and then Nagarjuna wrote a praise to the Buddha where he praised the Buddha for being very intelligent and very very important, because the Buddha said that all phenomena then was due to the coming together of causes and conditions, then that all phenomena was based upon dependent arising. The great forefather of the Kajupas, the great Siddhatilopa, also then in one of his songs spoke about then all phenomena being arising due to coming about due to dependent arising, being the mere appearance of causes and conditions, and otherwise ultimately being empty. And so this is using the example then in the song where he spoke about sesame seeds and sesame oil. And this particular then song is quite beneficial to read and reflect about.
Tene kunzo juma malan tabi nanzo te kunzo jor yelir ka chun kunzo na yama kunzo yin la ka songor doga ti na ti tsik te la hira ya kundo.
So the
depa ta maung pa ta 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 su ta je malan juma tabi yin pa ya pa song doga ti tsik te ya pa yo gari.
And so in the text The Rain of Wisdom, then conventional phenomena being like a magical illusion or a dream, when considering past phenomena, future phenomena, or the present phenomena, then this was then well sung or well written about by the Shamar Kunchokyen Lak.
rindu. Tene tam dordo na ta omen ten tek chenpo nga ke chu tam che tuen tan tongpa nyi de tenle babare.
So then summing up, these five reasonings, these five great reasonings are used in order to ascertain that all phenomena are empty.
Tene omen ten tek nga ta sawan da wa te re ten chiran so oman ju pa ta chun chuk jor ya wa ye re ten se nga po te kande kande se ten gendo.
So, Rinpoche, then today, So then what Rinpoche has been giving today is like the seed, and then it will be of particular benefit to everyone, especially those who are in the Ngedun school, to then look at the text, the Bodhicharya Avatara, the Majjhimika Avatara, and to see then where these reasonings are used and how they are applied, and then to investigate them through these two works.
Ta tonye te oma ranju pe lo la gaza demba tropa ka te tonye ke lengu yore gaza ka te tonye ke lengu yore tanjur pe lo la gaza thamji ka ga yore ma to tene tonye yin se ke lengu yo mare gaza ka ku ji su tonye ke lengu mare ke leng da tra bare tanjur pe lo.
So then, of these two divisions of the Majjhimika, the Svatantrika and the Prasangika, that the Svatantrika then, having refuted then true existence of phenomena, go on to assert the emptiness of phenomena. Whereas the Prasangikas then, having refuted the true existence of phenomena, do not go further on to assert the existence of emptiness.
Then Omaranji Belola, Omaranji Belola, Kunzo Duchu Tamje Joman Tavare, Ton Tambachu Tamje Tongbani Re, Tony Re, Tony Re, Tongbani Re, Tony Resen, Tony Kelebre.
So the Svatantrikas then say, conventionally, all phenomena are like a magical illusion or a dream, and ultimately they are emptiness. So they assert that, ultimately speaking, phenomena are emptiness.
Then tanjur bilo la demba mina demia yo mare matong ba chu mepe tong ba chu yo mare tong da matong ga ta tam che da tra ba re tong da matong ka yo mare se khelin tam che da tra ba khelin che am me ba re khelin me ba to zo gre.
Whereas the prasangikas them the Prasangikas refuting things as having existence, then they also refute that things do not have existence. So they do not assert the emptiness of phenomena, so that they are beyond all elaborations or fabrications concerning the assertions asserting the things either exist or do not exist. And this is the one difference between the two.
Tene chepar to oma belo lo ton tamba chu tamje tongba nyere kunzu de juma malam tabre juma malam tab go ni tso sa jimba tang chuba beno tene juma tab sanje ji ko do to bare ton tamba chu tamje tongba nyere
ne
ha ko so kunzu de juma malam tabre
ne
tene juma tab so na je tso sa sa na Jumatavu jarva ko dhoktu kure.
Jumatavu kare to
kure? Jumatavu.
Karitobire?
Jomatav suena ji tsosa na, yapuji togore, zipoji. Jomatav jarbako, sanje juko. Sanje hajan yapun zipoji.
So then ultimately speaking, all phenomena as said are empty of having any true inherent existence, any ultimate existence. Conventionally speaking, phenomena are like a magical illusion or a dream. Therefore, through the accumulation of illusory merits, such as illusory generosity and so forth, one attains the illusory body of the victorious one. Some people say to the Majjhimikas then, so if you say that all phenomena are empty, then how, everything being empty, how can you attain Buddhahood? And the Majjhimikas respond to that by saying, yes, that's true, all phenomena are empty, and therefore, by accumulating illusory merit, then through the practice of, for example, illusory generosity, we obtain the illusory body of the victorious one.
Mm.
So from then the practice or of emptiness meditation or resting in emptiness, then this is the accumulation of wisdom. And through the then post-meditational stage of the conventional illusory practices of the collection of merits, generosity, and so forth, the two bodies of the Buddha are accomplished. From the accumulation of wisdom, then the Dharmakaya is attained, and from that is the ultimate practice of the meditation of emptiness, then conventional collection or accumulation of merit, the form bodies of the Buddha are attained.
Then the Tuntan Tongbanyi, the Kunzup, the Juma Malanta, the Korva Simjin, Trusor Tahakona, Yabuchi Topa in the Tene, Matopa Simjin, and Ningi Tigre, Samba Tigre, Ningi Tigre, Sanju, the same Tigre.
Then, through understanding, then that ultimately speaking, all phenomena are empty of any true inherent existence. And conventionally speaking, and then understanding the conventional way of manner in which things are confused or bewildered, then towards beings who do not understand this, then one can give rise to loving kindness, compassion, and the bodhicitta, the awakening mind.
Tena oma rantong seja de chu tan ke rang ng o ma do ba rang ng o wu tong be rantong ta ko wa da nyang ne de bi chu kan de je na rang a hirap je tak je ta na ngo me be na ngo ni me be oma ba se ge rang ng o wu tong be rantong rang ng o kon de je chu tam je la ngo me be ngo ni me par ma be oma ba ten da wo se ge.
So then the umapa or umarangtong?
Umarangtong. Tangbo re. Tangbo ko wa tang nyang yin le de bu chu tam je ranang ngo wu tong ba, ranang ngo wu ma do ba, ngō tōngbā yīmbē chē sē nā tēne rāndōng sē kērē rāngā ngō tōngbā yīmbē chē nē rāndōng sē kērē tā dākē kē yō mō rē rāba
So, from these are called then the Majjhimika Rangtongpas and then they're called Rangtongpas or empty of self because all phenomena then of both samsara and nirvana are said to be completely without their own essence, completely without their own essence or nature, and so that they are empty of self or rangtong.
Tene yang rangtong pala ngô nye me par mabe. Mabe si jute lapa. Mabe o mapa sikir, o mapa. Ngô nye me par mabe o mapa. Mabe ha kusong. Chere.
Mawa umapa.
Mawa lapa.
Then he jutsun karere kora mara umapa segre?
Mawa. Ngoni me par mawa umapa. Ngoni e mare se la wire. This is ngoni me par mawa umapa se. Ngoni me par ma se jitikar.
So they also call the Majjhimikas who speak. Then, because that they say that because then they say that phenomena are empty or are without essence.
Penamalam je nama teso larala ngowo yo marva te na ye chutam je ngowo mai bande pare.
Because just like the appearances in a dream. Do not have any essence, so it is asserted that all phenomena do not have any essence in the same way.
So then,
has been the brief presentation of the Rangtong approach or the Rangtong Majjhimika approach.
Rāndōng kōla trāpa yōna nārō nā, tēcōng yōna trāpa nārō nā, trāpa nārō nā.
So this afternoon, then, if there are any doubts or any questions, then please ask them at this afternoon's session.
Tēne tēcōng mēnā trāpa mēnā yāng nīgirī.
And if there are no doubts and no questions, that's also okay.
Tā ngā sō tōngpa nī tēsā gōng jāna yāng nīgirī.
So now it's good to do some emptiness meditation.
Please dedicate the merit.
By this prayer, may all
to
be
from
the
Give one day, Jehovah, so no me, Ije, Zoda, so no me, Ije, yes, Tambaguni, Dobrejo, and your limbo, good. You know, I took your song, Gita, Jesus, Hadad, and the food, Gita.